वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कान संस्थापकाचार्य जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपी गो श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की गंगमयी जमुनमयी की तुलसी महारानी की हरि नाम संकीर्तन की बृहद मृदंग श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरियसली असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियसली असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियसली असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरानंद ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद Some people may think that I know the full Srimad Bhagavatam from memory, but it's not true. So I will need a book. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Nastapraishu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, entitled Purusha Sukta Confirmed, text number 24 and 25 also. Teshu yajyasya pasavaha savanaspatayaha kushaha idam cha devayajanam kalas choru kunanvitaha Teshu yajyasya pasavaha. Teshu yajyasya pasavaha. Savanaspataya kushaha. Savanaspataya kushaha. Idam cha deva yajanam. Idam cha deva yajanam. Kalaschoru gunanvitaha. Kalaschoru gunanvitaha. Ladies, when the ladies are chanting, you should try to give a little more voice if you can. Pretend you're yelling at your husband or something. Teshu, in such sacrifices, yagyasya, of the sacrificial performance, pashavaha, the animals or the sacrificial ingredients, sa vanaspatayaha, along with flowers and leaves, kushaha, the straw, idam, all these, cha, as also, devayajanam, the sacrificial altar, kalaha, a suitable time, cha, as also, uru, great, guna anvitaha, qualified. Translation. Responsively, please repeat. For performing sacrificial ceremonies, one requires sacrificial ingredients, such as flowers, leaves, and straw, along with the sacrificial altar, and a suitable time or spring. There's no purport here by Srila Prabhupada. We'll read verse number 25. Vastunyo shabaya sneha rasaloba mrido jalam rucho yajungshi samani chaturhotram cha sattamaha. Other requirements are utensils, grains, clarified butter, honey, gold, earth, water, the Rig Veda, Yajurveda, Sam Veda, and four priests to perform the sacrifice. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. To perform a sacrifice successfully, at least four expert priests are needed. One who can offer hota, or one who can offer, he's known as hota. One who can chant, udgata. One who can kindle the sacrificial fire without the aid of a separate fire, advaryu. In other words, he doesn't require matches or a lighter. Just by mantra he can start the fire. And one who can supervise, he's known as Brahma. Such sacrifices were conducted from the birth of Chaturmukh, Brahma, the first living creature, and were carried on till the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira. But such expert Brahmana priests are very rare in this age of corruption and quarrel. And therefore, in the present age only, the yajna of chanting the holy name of the Lord is recommended. The scriptures enjoin, the scriptures state. Hariyannama, Hariyannama, Hariyannama eva kevalam, kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyatha. This is from the Brihan Naradiya Purana. So, although these types of sacrifices were conducted from the time of Lord Brahma up to the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira at the end of Dwapara Yuga, the beginning of Kali Yuga, still, it was most effective or highly recommended in Treta Yuga. There are four ages, Satya, Dwapara, Treta, and Kali, and in this particular Brahma, in this particular millennium that we are in, Treta and Dwapara have overlapped the time. Treta is now coming before Dwapara, although Treta means third and Dwapara means second. But now it's 1, 3, 2, 4. So, in Treta Yuga, Yajna was recommended. Kali Yuga is a bad age. Not a bad age, but it's the worst age for self-realization. Because those who were intelligent, they used their human form of life in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga for self-realization, and they became liberated. We are the residual. We are those who could not make it in Satya, Treta, and Dwapara. We have come to Kali Yuga. So, the age is bad, but we are also not qualified. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. The sages who are generally interested in the welfare of everyone, saintly persons, they have nothing for themselves. They have nothing to desire. They're atma tushta, atma rama. They're satisfied just enjoying their meditation on Krishna, Vishnu, or even Brahman, one of the first results of meditating on Brahman is that one becomes free from hankering and lamentation. One becomes joyful. So, they instead use their lives for trying to diminish the suffering of the common people. And they only stated that in this Kali Yuga people are of short duration of life, troubled by bad karma. If you're trying to pursue spiritual life and yet you're getting so many diseases, your business is falling apart, your family left you, Srila Prabhupada writes that the worst thing, this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, he writes that if a wife leaves her husband then that totally disturbs the husband's mind and destroys his spiritual life. Therefore, the wife is recommended to humbly serve her husband for the mutual benefit of husband and wife. Because as long as the husband is engaged in spiritual activities, at that time there's only a possibility of happiness in family life. Otherwise, there's no possibility. So the sages, they gave us this understanding that we're unqualified, the age is bad. So it's not surprising to see corruption, to see quarrel. Kali means all around us. We should only expect people will be cheaters. And you can only be cheated if you want something cheap. If you actually want pure spiritual life, then you won't settle for a compromise. But if you want something cheap achieved without much effort or sacrifice, then you can be cheated. So the fault is actually in us. Of course, cheaters also have their own karma, but in one sense, we're all cheating each other. In one sense, the so-called yogi or bogi, he is cheating the people, and the men, they like this. They don't have to follow regulative principles. They just have to give dakshina and call Guruji God. He's happy. They're happy. And then they cheat their wife. And their wife is happy because she doesn't lose any of her material opulence, or she can maintain material consciousness while thinking she's religious. And children, everybody, all involved in cheating. But if you want something perfect, if you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, if you want to be free from suffering lifetime after lifetime, then you have to have a higher standard. We need to have a higher standard. And Srila Prabhupada, he set high standards. For example, he told us the truth. He said that one should not break the regulative principles of freedom, prasadam adigacchati. These are principles of freedom. Although they are regulative principles and they appear to be denying us the sense gratification that we are accustomed to, but by following the regulative principles, we enter into a higher realm of enjoyment, far superior than simple indriya tripti or sense gratification. So these are principles of freedom. Tatsukam satvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. Such happiness leads one to ultimate perfection, eternal life, full of bliss and knowledge. Whereas mundane sex life and intoxication, sense gratification, may give you some satisfaction for a little while in this life only. But in your next life, you will have to pay very dearly for all of your sins. And your next life is coming very quickly, because time is passing with every rising and setting of the sun. Every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes, it's lost. You can't buy it back with millions of gold coins. Time is so precious, and human life is so short. So, we are fortunate that there are saintly persons who are self-realized. There are also, some of them are sent by God, Shakti Avesha, empowered by God. In so many ways, we are receiving instruction how to rectify our lives, how to become perfect, how to enjoy susukam kartum avyayam, how to enjoy higher standard of pleasure by practicing bhakti yoga. So these sages have analyzed that in this age of Kali, there's bound to be corruption. But we should keep ourselves free. We should not be surprised. We should not get bewildered. We should not be disturbed. We should be surprised if there is no corruption. We should be surprised if there is no quarrel. Even devotees have differences of opinion. And Prabhupada said this is simply an indication of Krishna's variety. One wants to serve Krishna in one way, one wants to serve Krishna in another way. But we keep ourselves united, united in our diversity. In our differences, we still keep ourselves united by following our acharya. In this case, Srila Prabhupada and his representative, the Governing Body Commission. Now, the Governing Body Commission is that. It is a body of men. But it is made up of individuals. So we're not talking about something impersonal. It is made up of individuals. But it is a way to keep us together so that we can find out what is the real process of self-realization and remain focused on that. Once a girl wrote a long letter to Srila Prabhupada, and she asked about 25 questions, all about the worship of Tulsi Devi. And they were all little tiny questions. So one of her questions was that was it authorized to chant certain mantras while picking Tulsi Manjaris? She asked all kinds of things. Can I cut the Tulsi with scissors? Smaller Tulsis, can I turn them back into the earth? A gardener will sometimes take plants that are not fully grown and he'll put them back into the earth because that refreshes the soil. And so many questions she had. So she asked about these mantras, and the mantras were very nice mantras. And Prabhupada's reply was, please do not introduce anything new. Simply follow what I have taught you. It is very difficult in this age because our mind is uncontrolled. We're so passionate. We're often intoxicated in many different ways. Right from just coffee and tea up to drugs, alcohol, or even just intoxicated by technology, by society, by the way people dress and the moral codes that people don't have. Practically at this time, there are no moral codes. Everything is adjustable. Everything can be changed. If it feels good, then do it. That's the moral code. Never mind other people and how it affects them. If my senses are gratified, then that is right for me. But no, we should follow as we are taught by our acharya and not introduce anything new. So, there are a few verses in the scripture which Srila Prabhupada quoted again and again and again. One of them is this verse, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, in Kali Yuga only the holy name. Another one is Kaler dosha nidhe rajanasti eko mahadguna, Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangam param vrajat. Simply by chanting the holy name, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of bad qualities, quarrel, hypocrisy, still by chanting we can rise above. It's just like in the morning time, sometimes, especially close to the sea, as we are, in the winter, there will be fog, dhuha, on the ground, everywhere, fog. So, it's very hard to drive your car. It's very hard for planes to fly from the airport. Only when you rise above the fog can you see things clearly. So, by following our acharyas who see things clearly, we can also rise above the ignorance, the darkness, the suffering, the quarrel, the hypocrisy. We can rise above quarrel and hypocrisy. By chanting properly the prescribed mantras, by not inventing things like Danda Parikrama of Govardhana. This was never followed by any of our Gaudiya Acharyas. It may be nice for some people who need that, just like worshipping the universal form is good for people who can't appreciate the essence of Krishna's form. So in a similar way, there are so many rituals and things that people do because they need them. But Srila Prabhupada is teaching us Keval Hari Naam and Prachar Hoibe Mor Naam. Preaching and chanting. Our mission is preaching, not, and here's another one. We are instructed by Srila Prabhupada and by Lord Chaitanya to chant the Maha Mantra. We understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Swayam Sri Krishna. He is none other than Sri Krishna, come as his own devotees, Yuga Avatar. But we do not chant the Pancha Tattva Mantra on beads. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada did not instruct us to do it. We are Prabhupada Nugas. In ISKCON, we follow Srila Prabhupada. We stick to our acharya. We don't create diversion, confusion. We keep things simple. Or as we say in America, we kiss. K-I-S-S, kiss. You know, most of you think of kiss as using lips. But here, kiss means keep it simple, stupid. In other words, don't make it complicated. Just keep it simple. Krishna consciousness is easy. Go on with your lives. Go on with your business. Go on with your family. Go on with your devotional service. And keep it simple and chant Hare Krishna and follow Srila Prabhupada. That's all you have to do to achieve success. You don't have to think, gee, I should introduce something new. That'll make it more attractive, more variety. No, only the greatest, most powerful person can perhaps introduce some periphery things new, just like Srila Prabhupada didn't really introduce, but he started giving second initiation to women. Actually, others before him had done it, but it's not so well known. He, of course, was making malechas, brahmanas. He supported it fully from scripture. So many things, small things he did, but the essence he kept simple. One shastra, Bhagavad Gita, or Srimad Bhagavatam, and Rupa Goswami's works. One mantra, Hare Krishna mantra. One deity, Radha Krishna. Everything simple. There's no doubt in your mind. No excuse for your mind to not follow. Everything is simple. You want Krishna, you get him. Otherwise, you go through the Vedas, and very difficult to understand the conclusion on your own. Prabhupada has made it simple. Kriteya dhyayato vishnum tretiyam yajato makai dvaparo parichayadyam kalotad hari kirtanat. Kali Yuga is simply Hari Kirtan. Satyat Yuga was Dhyana. Treta Yuga was Yajna. Dwapara Yuga was elaborate temple worship. We do not even need elaborate temple worship. In every country, or maybe in India, in every state, we should have one big temple. But we can have millions of small temples and kirtan groups. There's no need for spending a lot of money on big golden marble temples. It's not the age of temple worship. You build a big, so many, I know so many industrialists, they build big temples in their village or here or there, and then they have no one to do any worship in them. Nothing goes on. It's just a museum. Practically, there's one group who was in the news recently. Many of their temples are just museums. There's no education of bhakti yoga. There's no spiritual development. It's just a moneyed organization that goes in for theatrics, like weighing their acharya in gold. What kind of theatrics is that? On the one side the acharya, and the other side the followers all put gold, and you know. Interesting. But we simply follow Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. You can chant anywhere, any time of day. There are no hard and fast rules. When you become more serious and want to take diksha, there are regulations. But that will happen naturally if you sincerely chant. So, this process of Krishna consciousness surpasses all types of rituals. I've seen it. In Hyderabad, when we opened the temple, we had many brahmanas come and do yajnas. Actually, they were Sri Vaishnavas, very expert, doing the pran pratishta and everything. Prabhupada said we did not need them. Just kirtan was enough. To install the deities, all we had to do was chant Hare Krishna, have kirtan. Then in Vrindavan, now we're celebrating the anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance. I remember in 1975, We opened Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And so many pundits, local pundits from Vrindavan were called. And Prabhupada said, all we need is kirtan. We are doing this to satisfy the local brahmanas so they don't criticize us. But actually all we need is Harinam. And in this age, Narad Muni, in his training of Vasudeva, actually, in his discussion with Vasudeva, he tells the story of Karbhajan Yogendra, one of the nine Yogendras, sons of Rishabdev. And his talks with Maharaj Nimi, Karbhajan Yogendra, talking, discussing, instructing Maharaj Nimi. Maharaj Nimi himself was a great king. So he tells him that in Kali Yuga, actually Karbhajan is telling the different incarnations and their activities. So there's a famous verse in the 11th canto, 5th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. He tells him that Krishna Varna, Krishna Krishna, this not black Krishna, a Krishna, category of Krishna, but skin is not black, like Dwapar. So he's talking about Kali very clearly. And he says, Yajyai Sankirtanai Prayar Yujanti Sumedasa. In this age, those who have Sumedasa are intelligent, enough intelligence, they worship the Lord, Sango Pangasya Parshadam, the same Vishnu, the same Krishna, but instead of Shankara Chakra Padma, he has his weapon of the holy name. He kills the demons with the holy name. He kills their mentality. Not that he chants a mantra and they fall over dead. This is not our process in Kali Yuga. Even in our management, we try to improve people as far as possible. Not remove. That was our American disease. Don't like someone and throw them out. Ah, India, they do it too. But Prabhupada's idea was you try to improve. And, of course, you can do various things so people don't get out of control. That's necessary. But we need to be improved. Otherwise, we're all demons. And when Kalki comes, he'll only kill. Because it'll be too late. Kalki is coming very soon. Another 427,000 years. But don't wait. Don't think you have time. That's an illusion. You don't have time. You must become Krishna conscious now while Lord Chaitanya's mercy is still available. Because after 10,000 years, it won't be available. It won't be readily available. Kali Yuga will take over. Therefore, we must take to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And everything else is secondary. The deity worship is connected, but it's secondary. Yajnas, connected, but secondary. Lord Chaitanya and his followers, they didn't have fire sacrifices at initiation. They simply chanted on beads. Or even Lord Chaitanya, he didn't even give beads. He just gave blessings. So the essence, we want the essence. You go for the form, you have all the form perfect, but you don't have the essence, then you missed everything. Srama eva hi kevalam. useless labor only. So we try to have nice management, we try to have nice organization, but it is up to the individuals of the organization to be enthusiastic, to cooperate, and consider that it is my self-interest. It is my organization. We are a preaching movement. Phalena phalakarana manumiyate. We want to see results that people are hearing the holy name. They may not live in the ashram, they may not even become initiated, but let people hear the holy name and appreciate the holy name and taste the holy name, and very soon they will go back to Godhead. That is the power of chanting only. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So I can't stress this enough. Don't concoct anything. Don't invent. Either you are in the ashram or you are a congregational member. But whatever you think is right, you confirm it with the right authorities. And perhaps, just as the GBC, are 30-odd men and women. So not just to just like you ask directions in India. Prabhupada said you should ask 10 people and never ask a young person. Always ask an old person. Because young people will tell you some joke or something. But you ask, if you ask two or three people, you'll get confused because you'll get two or three different directions. But if you ask 5 or 10, you start to get an idea. So it's good to ask the top authority, but if you need more instruction, you can ask others also. But don't concoct, the main thing. So stop there. Are there any questions or comments? Uh-oh. Never-ending questions. Okay. Dorset. Okay, go ahead, ask any. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra is the essence. Yes.
In 2 hours, the 15 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra. I suppose if he has got 3 hours more to do some other practice. So if he has a choice, is it better to use the 3 hours in further chanting the holy name given so that he can complete 32 rounds or 40 rounds, 32 rounds, or to do some other processes which are supposed to be not equal or
to okay. You should chance a minimum of 16 rounds. And practically speaking, we see that many devotees do not have enough concentration power to do even that. So what is the question of doing more? But if you think you can do more chanting, then you approach your authorities and take permission. Or if you're living separately as a householder, then you can do whatever you like. But if you chant all day, how will you pay for your wife and children? And your roti kapra or makan? You can't. So you have to work. If you can just chant 16 rounds a day for the rest of your life, sincerely, with quality. Sometimes I talk to disciples and they say, oh, I'm chanting 50 rounds now, Guru Maharaj. And I say, stop that. Chant 16 nicely. I know how you're chanting 50 rounds. I know how you do it. and chant nicely and avoid the 10 offenses. We have to follow Prabhupada's example. He gave us 16 rounds and the rest of the day service, serving the mission. Actually, the most important thing in spiritual life is not chanting. It's not anything that you hear in Shastra. The most important thing is to follow the bona fide spiritual master in parampara. Because from him you will understand 16 rounds. You will understand 4 regulative principles. You will understand service. So the first thing is Guru Nishtha. Faith in Guru. Again, don't concoct. Are you a follower? Are you a follower?
Trying to be.
Huh?
Trying to be a follower.
Trying to be a follower. So you should continuously chant on bees. Are you doing that? Are you doing that? You're attempting to do it, and you recommend that for everyone, correct? No, no. Let's get the first part. We'll go on to the second part sometime. But let's get the first part down. Are you continuously chanting on beads, and are you recommending it to others? No, I'm asking you a question. Are you continuously chanting Maha Mantra on beads?
No, ma'am.
Are you recommending it for others?
Others, I don't know, but I can only tell you that it's a
okay. But at least you understand that Prabhupada is recommending it. You're trying to come to that stage. So you should do that before inventing anything new. At least that much you have understood from Shastra, that Prabhupada recommends for everyone to continuously chant on beads. And he himself did it. He set the example. Achar and Prachar, they were one. Prabhupada never recommended anything that he wasn't personally doing himself, although he didn't need to. But to set an example. And we lived with him. We saw him with our eyes. We heard him with our ears. We can show you videos. We can produce tapes where he sat in Los Angeles on the Vyasasana, chanting with the devotees 16 rounds in the morning on beats. How much more convincing do you need? I'm confused. Why do you want to go to something else? We can discuss everything, but you understand the first thing. Otherwise, no use. You're in grade one and you're asking the teacher, is it true that x squared minus y squared equals x plus y? Talk about grade one. Otherwise, go on to algebra and trigonometry in a later grade. This is my problem. My problem is I see so many people talking so many things, and they can't give up attachment to the body. They want to go on to Raganuga Bhakti, and they can't even get the basic sadhana down. Just keep it simple if you want to be successful, and you follow strictly those who are strictly following those who are strictly following those who are strictly following our acharyas. Not for a few years, not who go here and there to get themselves initiated so they don't have to accept anyone as authority. They go to a man who's 99 years old, who they'll never speak to in their life again. They get a mantra from him and that's it. Now I'm free to do anything I want. We're all humble servants. Take it. Humility is such an important thing. Service is such an important thing. We are humble servants of the Vaishnavas. like Srila Prabhupada and his followers. Any other questions? Karbhajan Yogendra will now speak to us. Getting over old bad habits takes time. By good association, by associating with pure devotees or their followers, we will gradually be able to focus our minds. We'll get better. I'm not saying we'll become perfect even in this lifetime. We will get better enough that Krishna will notice us. Radharani will be pleased with us, and we may even get perfection, even if we're only 70% perfect. Prabhupada said that. He said, you can't go back to Godhead unless you're 100% Krishna conscious. He said, even if you're 80%. And then he talked a little more. He said, even if you're 70% pure. So, if we just try, if everyone here can try, you may not feel that I can become perfect, but if you try, it's up to Krishna. He can choose you. He can pick you up if he sees that you're sincerely trying. He doesn't have any restrictions. Oh, Krishna, you can't take him. He's not 100%. There's nobody over Krishna. He's completely independent. So you try. And your mind, you know, you try to control your mind by chanting and by service, humble service. Just like you, you know. How many years now you've been practicing devotional service? And when you first came, I remember, and how much improvement you made.